holding people accountable without, you know, violating their free speech.
Sure. And again, I would remind you that there is no, there's no First Amendment right to conduct. There's a First Amendment right to speech. And the things that we're targeting in the bill are not speech. Again, if someone wants to stand across the street from my house and wave a sign on the sidewalk, they have every right to do that. And this bill won't have anything to do with that. But when it veers into conduct, and so the way we're going to approach this is through a hate crime kicker. So if you project, if you graffiti a building, it is a crime now. But if your motivation is hate, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in prison. If you want to litter, it's a crime right now. But if you litter and it, your motivation is a hate crime, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail. It is a crime right now to hang banners from an interstate. For obvious reasons, we don't want to distract drivers. But if you do that and you have a hate crime, a hate motivation, it will be a third degree felony. You will spend 5 years in jail.
How optimistic are you of moving this bill along?
I guarantee the bill will pass. And I never do that.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Saturday, March 11th, 2023. I'm Luigi with the American branch of the Poll News Network, the network of Poll News, here to guide you along the cosmos of 4chan. Welcome. What are we going to talk about today? First, stop giving fast food places your money. Then, handsome truth being detained. Followed by, Etsy can't pay sailors. Which will just kind of commingle into the finale, which is more, everything's crashing. Get woke, go broke. He's right, you know. It's happening and happening, the system is cracking. It's all crashing down to oblivion. It's going to be great. Great show today. Got a lot to talk about. First, nigger thread. Stop giving fast food places your money. Picture is eight piece boneless meal. Stop giving places your money, some nigger wrote. Walmart customer buys 8-piece boneless wing meal for less than $6. Y'all been sleeping on that Walmart deli. A user on TikTok has sparked debate after offering a tip for cheaper meals. In a video with over 7.3 million views as of Friday, the user tells people to stop getting their meals from fast food restaurants. Instead, you should go to Walmart. There's no place I would rather not be. I'm dead serious. Stop giving these fast food places your money, he states. I was hungry on lunch, ran to Walmart for $5.47, 8-piece boneless wing fresh potato wedges. Fresh potato wedges, yeah. What Walmart are you from? It's true that the price of chicken wings from restaurants has gone up substantially in the past few years. While some claim this was due to supply chain issues and other factors, others allege it was stated blah blah blah, blah. Who cares? This American says, I've only tried a couple times and the food was bad. Everything's dried out. Yeah, I mean, their chicken is god awful. Walmart is the shittiest, most low quality you could imagine. It's the driest, shittiest chicken you could imagine. The potato wedges have sat under that lamp for the last 10 hours and they're drying and crap. So why do you want to eat that? You don't. You don't want to eat that. It's terrible. It's disgusting. Run away from it. Run away from it. Walmart has disgusting food. Publix has good chicken. I love Publix chicken. It's fucking expensive, though. This American says, those aren't potato wedges. They're JoJo's. They're JoJo's. No one outside the P&W calls them JoJo's. Exactly. This American says, I worked in the food service industry for 2 years, and after that, I don't want to give anyone my money. Dude, that'll scare you straight. That'll scare you real straight. This leaf says, why did that fucking retard take that long to find out groceries are cheaper than restaurants? Wait till he finds out you could cook yourself and sees it's pennies on the dollar compared to prepared meals. I mean, imagine preparing all your meals in advance and putting them in the freezer and then cooking them the day you need them. That's white thinking. You know, it's not nigger thinking. This is a nigger posted this. What do you expect? This leaf says, what the fuck is a boneless wing? It's, well, they shove the chicken into a machine, and the machine rips the chicken into pieces, shoves all the pieces back together under this amalgamation called a chicken nugget, and then we eat it. Smirka says, don't shop at Walmart. They shill woke bullshit like dystopian prison camp. Yeah, what store doesn't? They all want that ESG money. Whatever, moving on. Fuck this thread. Handsome Truth being detained. Oh my god, Handsome Truth being detained. They got him, still think he's a fed. Handsome Truth has got tickets many times in the past. We'll glance through him getting a ticket. Or detained, or whatever the fuck. Whatever the fuck it is.
What?
Plain view doctrine.
What?
Looking at everything.
Okay, what do you see there?
Anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. You're one mystery meat looking motherfucker, dude.
Thank you.
Good. Yeah. So you're a Frankenstein experiment from the GIF?
Why is your hand shaking so much? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
This cop, why is your hand shaking so much? His hand's probably not even shaking. He's probably clicking his phone.
You need medics or anything?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You need a father? You need a father?
You're shaking a lot.
You need a father?
You're shaking a lot. You're shaking a lot. You sound mad, faggot.
Not having a diabetic episode.
No.
Dude, this cop is mad. This cop is straight up mad.
Okay.
No, nigger. I'm not.
Thank you, Handsome Truth. You're the best.
You half nigger? I don't have a problem. Okay? Okay?
Shut him up.
Why don't you back away from me and go help your mystery meet Spick and Vader? You walked over here, nigger. Yeah, you walked over here, nigger.
I loved that exchange so much.
You got in trouble with the man.
Anyways, they detain him for a very long fucking time. That was a great exchange.
I brought the homework with you so you can just shut it.
You're trying to fucking shut us down over fucking flyers, you faggot. Yeah, you
yeah.
are.
Really,
yeah.
You just
you're
said.
Talking about this. You're talking
you
about this ordinance. Why would you know about this ordinance? I thought this was about a boot. Exactly, faggot.
We don't like you. If you haven't noticed.
Hey, say that on West Ave. Hey, why don't you go down to West Ave and say that over there? Tamman Avenue and shit. You know what I'm saying? Go down to Tamman Avenue. You know what I'm saying? Go down there and say that. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck these cops, man. Fuck them. Shutting them down over flyers. Passing out flyers. Better fucking arrest them. What the fuck, man? I love Handsome Truth, man. Holy shit. Samaritan says, love that guy. Fuck yeah, love Handsome Truth. This finishing on says, Green Tech, still think he's a fed? Yes. everyone's glowing, everyone's a glow, faggot. Yeah. This American says, they are claiming he is getting arrested for littering, despite it being a legal right to share literature. Yeah, they're not littering. They're clearly in weighted packets. They are distributing literature. This trip faggot says, detained for what? Did he piss off the wrong kites? Yep, yes, he did piss off the wrong kikes. Yes. This American says he's giving those kikes a ton of headaches. Well, he's getting the word out, but he's also going to make it a felony to put out those flyers. So, I don't know. They'll probably just go a state over. Who knows? I don't know how he's going to, I don't know how Handsome Truth's going to combat that once it... Because that law will so pass. That law is going to pass. It favors Israel, so it will definitely pass in Florida. Pure evil. This American says, we know 100% for sure he's a fed. Nothing's 100% in this world, so you're making me... that's how I know he's not a fed. Right there. God forbid wanting to do everything non-violently. God forbid wanting to spread awareness of the Jew. God forbid. Next thread. Next fucking thread. The kikes are mad. We're getting into the beginning of the end. The start of the crash right here, guys. The start of the crash. Etsy cannot pay sailors. All over Twitter. Hi there. Wanted to let you know there's a delay with your deposit that was scheduled for today. This delay was caused by the recent developments regarding Silicon Valley Bank, who Etsy uses to facilitate disbursement to some sellers. We're working with our other payment partners to issue your deposit as soon as possible. We apologize for any inconvenience or disruption this may have caused. So, they used the bank that fucking... Why does every company use the bank that crashed? Why does every company use the bank that crashed? That's crazy. So, Etsy can't pay people because
some of its money's locked up in that bank. Crazy. It's all gonna crash. It's all gonna come tumbling down. This America says Monday is gonna be lit, yo. I hope so. That'd be, oh God, man. If Monday is lit. I don't know though, because the Fed's having a secret meeting, okay? The Fed's having a super secret meeting. So the Fed might be like, oh no, we might have to kick the can again. The Fed might be like, we have to kick the can again. I hope not. They can't, man. They can't. Inflation. They would have, like, guys, you don't, they're already behind in the amount they need to raise rates. So if they pull back in any way, it's just, maybe they'll do some doublespeak or something to make it, you know, say nothing, but make it sound optimistic somehow, and it'll somehow rebound briefly. It's gone, though. Hold on to your fucking assholes. And also, just keep doing what you're doing on 4chan. That's all I could say. Just keep doing what you're doing on 4chan. That's all I could say. You know what I'm saying? Just keep doing what you're doing. You know, just believe. You just have to believe that it will crash. This Guatemalan says, gee, let's not actually fix any of the core issues from 2008. And in fact, permit many additional dimensions of risk to be propagated throughout the commercial banking system. At least with mortgages, there was some fucking collateral. These cocksuckers were permitted to adopt Sam Bankman Jew's "you have this box" bullshit Ponzi scheme. I mean, really, guys. Everyone got tricked by a literal Ponzi scheme. Literally, Ponzi scheme. Crypto. All crypto's caught. They're all in crypto. All the rich fucks are in crypto. You wonder why crypto is crashing while the stock market crashes? Because all the rich people have all their money in crypto. That's where all their money is. And yeah, at least with the housing crash, there was mortgages, there was actual assets. This crash, guys, it's not like the housing crash or the used car crash. It's like an everything crash. It's everything. Like, everything is fucked. Every banking system in the world, every facet of our country, it's just everything is fucked. It's finally catching up. Because it's not centered around one thing. It's like everything is broken, and they keep giving everyone that's breaking it bonuses. So they just break it harder. I mean, they just got a bonus for breaking it the first time. So they broke it harder again. They broke it a second time, even harder. So then we gave them bigger bonuses. We gave them even bigger bonuses. So of course they'd want to crash it a third time. Like, stop giving these fuckers bonuses. You're rewarding them for their actions. And you're wondering why it keeps happening? You're paying them to keep doing it. Fuck. Whatever. Next thread, also related to the crash. Get woke, go broke. Just in, as of December, roughly 95% of Silicon Valley banks' deposit were FIDC uninsured, per CNBC. Now, what do you want to bet that bank said that it was FIDC insured? See, that's what I'm saying. Even if the bank says it's, quote, insured, unquote, it's like, well, what percentage is insured? Well, how much of it is insured? Well, 5% of it's insured, so we're insured. You get how they do that wordplay? Like, our bank is insured. Well, 5% of it. The SVB collapse has been devastating in more ways than one. They supported women, minorities, and the LGBTQ community more than any other big bank. This includes not just diverse events, but actual funding. SVB helped us move one step forward. Without them, we move two steps back. God, oh my God, dude, it's get woke, go broke. Dude, all of these companies embraced something that no one liked. No one even wanted it. No one wanted it. Batwoman. No one wanted Batwoman. No one wanted a nigger Batwoman. Nobody wanted that. Nobody wanted that. Kilo says they embraced idiocracy over meritocracy. Silicon Valley Bank tanked, dragging down 500 Israeli startups. Oh my God, how anti-Semitic is that? That's fucking anti-Semitic as fuck. Next thread. He's right, you know. Picture is David Sachs all in. Is you still all in? If you're a conservative who doesn't believe that the Fed should act decisively to stop this banking crisis, you're being played for a sucker or a fool. The result will be further concentration of big finance in a small number of politically connected firms. Dude, what is the Fed supposed to do? Completely devalue our currency? Is that what the Fed should do? Completely devalue our currency into oblivion? Into absolute oblivion? That's triple inflation. That's quadruple inflation. I say we quadruple inflation. Quadruple it. Dollar store? Fuck that. $10 store. This is rookie numbers. OP says that doing a bank run would actually make the banks more powerful. OP literally says that if a bank run happens, the banks will become even more powerful. That's what will happen, everybody. Sure. That's exactly what will happen. A bank run will only make them stronger. Sure, let's try it out. This American says, that's a Jew, but of course it is. You're a Democrat, the party of the Jew. That guy's a Jew? It sounds kikish. Looks kikish. Looks like a duck, sounds like a duck. This American says, when billionaires fuck up, they get bailed out. When I need my arm bandaged in 3 days of non-narcotic pain meds for less than $5,000, it's socialism. Guy has a point. Guy has a fucking point. This American says, let it burn. Let it burn. God, that fucking Fed copy pasta poster, just posting all that Fed info. Just countless. Look at all these. I highlighted them all. Look at them all. Look at all these. I could see them without even highlighting them because they're all formatted the same way. Like, calm down. Calm down, copy pasta anon. Calm the fuck down. Oh, look, Saks. Always do the opposite of what you say. What is that Saks thing? You did that earlier. Saks. What is that, Game Lord? What is Saks? Like Goldman Sachs? I assume it's Goldman Sachs and it's in quotations like Jews. Did I get it right? So simple. Just think for 2 seconds, Lou. Use your brain cells. You have many of them. Next thread. It's happening. From a source I trust, SVB financial depositors will get around 50% on Monday, Tuesday, and the balance based on realized value over the next 3 to 6 months. If this proves true, I expect there will be bank runs beginning Monday AM at a large number of non-SIB banks. No company will take even a tiny chance of losing a dollar of deposits, as there's no reward for this risk. Ambient system ride, department guarantee, more bank runs begin Monday AM. What's he saying? People can only get 50% of their money out? Am I reading that right? Something like that. Very confusing way to write shit. People can get their money out on Monday, so there's gonna be bank runs Monday. That's what he's saying. Something like that. If your bank is running, you better catch it. You're banned. Lowly! This America says, I thought companies already split up and had multiple accounts to keep balances under $250,000 just for this reason. Well, it sounds like a lot of the companies did have their investments or money relatively split up, so it was only like 25% or 30%, still a very large portion of their money in one single bank. Sure, there had no kikery with it, any of that. Will the Fed pivot to postpone another financial crisis? God, how long is this going to be? 40, 50 minutes? 1 hour. Wow, not watching that. This dude looks like a kike. Wow, he does like 5 advertisements in the middle of his show. He's annoying.
And hope that they never act.
He sounds like a kike. Holy fuck. I bet he says they pivot because he sounds kikish. Wow, hour pleaded. If it's like Jews arguing with Goyim. That's what these threads sound like and read like. This American says, I push my fingers into my eyes. My body is ready. Accelerate this. Keck wills it. That guy gets it. This American says, panic will fuel the fire. There'll be a lot of panic Monday morning. Poor SoFi's stock gonna take a big hit. But we can only believe in Coquette. Only Coquette. Only if she wills it. We must also believe it will happen. You have to believe with all of your heart. This American says, fuck this goddamn Jew. This is what it takes to drain liquidity and stop inflation. I'm tired of paying an inflation tax so Jews can print money and give it to their friends to do subversive Jewish shit. Yeah, that's right on, man. That's right on. Yeah. What are we gonna do? Print more money? Fucking, we're already double, triple cost of everything. Let's have a $50 lunch, I say. $50 to $100 per person per lunch. Fuck yeah, accelerate. This American says no bank bailout until student loan forgiveness. Simple as. You know that came from someone that has student loans. So, I'm sorry, you got tricked, you dumbass. Sorry. Don't get. Why did you get student loans, you dumb shit? Why? You're the idiot. You got scammed. It's not our fault. You know, you take out a loan, pay it back. You know, get them to make it so that if you declare bankruptcy, it actually gets purged from your record. That'd be nice. Be a nice change. If you don't know that, if you take out student loans and you declare bankruptcy, they don't go away. You have them forever. Forever, ever. Forever and ever and ever. They never go away. They will garnish your wages. They will... It's government money. You owe the government money. That's what it is. And the government gonna get its money. Grug no pay. That's... Grug, it's okay. They've delayed it and delayed it and delayed it. You haven't had to pay at all. You haven't had to pay. There's been no paying. They've delayed it and delayed it and delayed it because of COVID. Didn't it, like, just start back up? Did it even start? Didn't Biden kick the can again, even? I don't... Who even knows? Who cares? I don't follow that because I don't have student loans. I didn't get tricked like an idiot. I'm sorry, Greg. I'm sorry, Grug. I'm saying Greg. Grug, whatever. I have dyslexia. Flippy flop. Oh no, Weimar bank runner just flew over my tresser. This American will say, when will they just admit the glitch was them intentionally withholding money? I mean, that's what they were doing. They were withholding the cash. It's literally what they were doing. Whatever, everything's crashing. Final thread. Happening, system is cracking, the bank runs, the actual bank runs. Let's look at them, let's watch them, let's experience the bank runs for ourselves, shall we? This is some bad video, that's for sure. Wow. Wow, what, that was so incredible. It was almost nothing. For those listening, it was like, we have two people standing outside. We got, oh, here's a line of five people, and I can kind of see that I see a car windshield with some water on it, and I see a rearview mirror, and I see the interior of the car. I don't see a line, though. It's kind of hard to see the line. Oh, there it is. I can kind of see it. 1 second of being able to see the line. There it is. There it is. There's a line. Cool. This American says they don't actually keep your money in the bank. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, they take your money from you and then they spend it. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that, your money isn't even in there. This American says, why do a bank run today? Why not any time during the past 3 years? What happened today? Well, a bank went under today. Well, just fuck it. I don't care if it's not true. The first time since 2008, a bank went under. It's really serious business. We should be very scared and stuff. Be afraid. This Swedish anon says, hope it gets worse. Wish. This American says, if major banks fail, USD ultimately becomes worthless. So what's the point of a bank run? Also, imagine not owning at least one Bitcoin to your name in 2023. Okay, first off, if all the major banks failed, USD would not become worthless. It would not become worthless. The banks would just, you would have nowhere to store your money that is worth stuff. It's different. And people would lose money. A lot of people would lose a lot of money, but money would not become worthless because banks failed. I don't think that it would not work like that. If inflation continued to run out of control, then money would become worthless because inflation is tied to the worth of our money. Banks failing, banks fail sometimes, but as long as the system is intact, we can continue on. Honestly, banks are fucking useless. Banks are like, what is the use of a bank? A bank is fucking, it's a place to store your money so that we can have a plastic card to spend our money. That is what it is now. That is all a bank is now. Used to have actual purpose. before we had digital money. Now that we have digital money, there's much less reason for banks to have so much power. Lots of people happy the crash is here finally. Me too. This American says, feels good having my money in the USA. Where else would you have it, China? This American says, I've never really seen one, but this has all the earmarks of a actual bank run. Well, there's actual bank runs going on right now. There's actual runs on banks because people want to get their money out of the bank because the banks are going under. They don't want to lose their money. It makes sense. So there are very limited scope bank runs, but there isn't like a bank run on every bank in America right now. No, not even close. That should not be what people are spreading FUD about. People should be spreading FUD about more interesting things like the fact everything is crashing, like those kinds of things. Very simple. Very simple. Everything's crashing. Simple. Right here, bank run. It's real. This bank run thing, I almost feel like this bank run thing is a ploy or a psyop. Like, why would people be pushing a bank run? Who gives a fuck, okay? Bank runs are antiquated and illegal to talk about and very glowing. It's just, I don't know, man. Let's just talk about everything crashing. That's legal. Talk about everything burning into oblivion is completely fine. Let's do that. This guy says, why do so many autistic people have fans? I see so many YouTubers and TikTokers with millions of followers acting crazy. Well, because it fascinates us. It's inebriating. It's intriguing.
Brain fart is bad. Like, I swear, I'm out of it as a functional adult. I need to take some medications that balance the brain chemicals.
What made her this way?
So ivermectin can remain in your intestines for up to 12 days. It absorbs the graphene oxide within your body.
What is the attraction?
Vegans are even friggin' more invasive than Jehovah's Witnesses. Vegans never shut the fuck up. At least you tell a Jehovah's Witness, hey, fuck off, get off my property. Eventually they might leave. Vegans, they just don't stop until, you know, you're beaten down and you submit to their utopian vision.
What keeps us fascinated?
This much chaos can turn a relatively sane human and iggy being ravenous, like a feral animal.
This is the story of
Molly Bisher.
Bitchiness, mood swings, irritability, aggression, fatigue, brain fart.
I'm gonna steal Niggy's intro. Play it right there. That's a show, guys. Everything's crashing. Welcome. Everything's crashing. Everyone's talking about bank runs for some reason. I don't really get it. Why are people like, look, bank run. Look right here. Does it not look like they're kind of pushing this artificially a little bit? This bank run stuff? Bank run. See? Why? Why are you pushing this so much, meme flaggots? I want the crash. But I don't know if bank runs is the way to go. No, I'm trying to find more something else about the crash. Here we go. LMAO, LOL even. He just backed the fuck out. Okay, guys, I know I say backed the fuck out and not blown the fuck out. Okay, obviously blown the fuck out is the correct way to say it. I know that. But I like saying backed the fuck out. I don't know why. It's just something I do. I'm autistic. What do you want from me? That's how I say it. And you're like, it doesn't make any sense, Lou. Well, back the fuck up out of here. Get the fuck up out of here. Get out of here. Back the fuck up out of here. It makes no sense. I don't care. That's how I say it. That's how I keep saying it. Get blown the fuck out. And back the fuck out of here. Anyways, this guy goes fucking nuts. Like, apparently. It's gonna be An economic collapse, the likes of which haven't been seen since 2008. This Monday. That's some FUD right there. Holy FUD. This guy's going all in. I'm going to watch that later. That guy's going all in. That guy looks nerdy as fuck.
Hey guys,
whatever.
Richard watching the Plain Bagel. It's been a crazy week.
Plain Bagel. That's this guy's channel. Plain Bagel. Almost a million subs. That's one plain fucking bagel. Holy fucking kike.
In the world of finance. As you've probably heard by now, We've seen the collapse of not one, but two U.S. banks over the span of just a couple of days.
Good.
This past week. It started on Wednesday with Silvergate Capital Corp, which is a crypto...
Kilo, if I say something wrong and someone corrects me, I will say it the correct way. Unless I don't. How do you know when I won't and when I will? I have a whimsical soul. I don't know. I'm whimsical. Some days I might change. Some days I might not. This is how I am. I'm whimsical. Deal with it.
Friendly institution whose stock was already down 94% over the past 6 months announced that it would begin its voluntary liquidation to try and meet its liabilities, which caused the stock to fall roughly another 50% since it's still a publicly traded position. And then Friday, after seeing its own stock...
Blah, 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 blah. Okay, they crashed. Companies crashed. Everything's going to crash. Here's facts about how it's going to crash. And stuff's going to crash. And it's going to happen this Monday. Monday it's going to happen. And here's some charts and some graphs about why it's happening. And blah, 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 blah.
Fundamentally different situation.
Fundamentally different. This American says, he looks like a nerd I could punch and beat up. I don't care what he says. I got the same feeling almost. Wow. I tried. I guess. Is it going to crash Monday? I sure fucking hope so. But I mean, I don't know, man. We got to see what the Fed does. You know, that Fed has boned me in the ass so many times before. Could try and do it again. But like I said, they're getting into some ground where it's really tough. It's like, I don't know what they could possibly... I said that last 2 times. What could they possibly say? It's like I said, they won't say anything and just make it sound optimistic and somehow magically make the stock market skyrocket. That's what they do. Anyways, that's the show. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Please like, comment, subscribe. Please tune in every day at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I go live on YouTube. Luigi News. Check me out. I love you all. Have a wonderful day.
It's pretty brutal. I mean, it really is. That's just being honest. I mean, whatever the community does to try to help, it seems like they flip it to make money.
How long has it been since you've seen your family?
I haven't seen my daughter in like 13 years that I've been out here since I came out. Yep. I haven't seen any of my family. No, I really don't have any family left. They're all passed. But it doesn't really matter. What's that? Yeah, I know, right? No, all my homeless people out here, my family, yep. And then it's like hard to find anybody you can really trust, because I can tell you right now, a friend you see your face and stab you in the back. That's just reality. Like, money has no value to me anymore. I mean, that I could care less. I really don't care about money. Material objects have absolutely no value to me whatsoever. Probably the most valuable thing I have is the headlamp. This headlamp. Yep. Because I'm just holding it until the next person takes it. And like, even if you have at 10 grand, what am I going to buy? I mean, if you find things, you find all kinds of, I found many nice things here. Like on the railroad tracks, a Chanel purse, it was like $5,800. I can't do nothing with it. I got no idea. I can't bring it to a pawn shop or anything. Nobody's gonna buy that. $10,000 bicycles. You know, that's worth $20 worth of drugs. I mean, ludicrous. Like that you see. I never would have believed this if I wasn't living it.
Why can't you smell?
I got shot in the head, and since then I have no sense of smell.
You got shot in the head?
Yeah, like 2003.
How did that happen?
I was living out here. My father died at 45, and I guess I quit my job on the spot and went back to New Hampshire to take care of my mother, who was in a wheelchair. And I was back there like 2 days and got carjacked and shot in the head with a .45. It happens. Everything happens for a reason, you know?
Where did the bullet come in?
Like on the side of my jaw, like this here. And still large in my brain, actually. I was at Mass General like 11 months the first time, died 3 times. Been back there in 06 for like 6 or 7 months. I died a 4th time.
Complete random act of violence?
Apparently so. I mean, in a car, I hated the car. And why would I argue with anybody? I would have told him to take it. Yeah. Don't drive a Corvette. There you go.